It's time for the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 19, Episode 4, No Good Reason. We're going to talk about Mandy and her vlog, Chat Slam. That's right. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello.
In the criminal justice system.
Welcome to the SVU After Show. I got distracted by the music. I apologize. If you haven't already, go to YouTube and search for AfterBuzz TV's drama channel. That's where we live, because we're dramatic. This is SVU Season 19, Episode 4, No Good Reason. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by Taylor Gates.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
You liking this song?
I am. It's a good remix.
Okay.
Play it at the club.
I can see this at the club.
I will request this at the club.
I believe it. All right. Before we jump into No Good Reason, I would like to remind everyone of the RAIN hotline. It is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-HOPE-4673. That is for RAIN. And if you have been assaulted or are in need of talking to someone, please call RAIN. As for this episode...
Sorry, this song is so distracting.
I'm aware. This episode is going to get a little silly, because it did.
Silly. Yeah.
And so will we. So this is your trigger warning. Please know that we will be talking about assault and making terrible commentary on it.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we can jump in. Let's talk about Mandy.
Let's do that.
Hi, I'm Mandy.
Her vlog cracked me up.
Did it?
The music behind it, the editing, everything about it. But it did feel authentic for, like, a ninth grader's blog.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, this is actually probably what they look like. They did their research. The art department was actually killing it.
I assume someone in the writer's room had to write out, like, exactly what it would be like.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure they, like, did research and watched them, too.
Oh, I don't know that they did that. That sounds like a lot of work for the editing team.
I mean, I guess. But like I said, it did feel realistic.
It did. Although, we were watching multiple vlogs, yes? Because it went from like...
Yeah, it was like a montage of like September to October.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not like that.
Why? I mean, it did feel a little unnecessary.
It felt... I mean, I get she's a vlogger. And yeah. Like, it gave us an insight into her life.
Today is the pep rally.
I don't understand why we have to interrupt class to learn about the sport team.
We get it. You're popular.
Also, why was she doing her hair like that?
I don't know. Her hair this whole... It went on a journey this episode.
Okay. So anyway, it ends with her. The vlog is like, this is the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
And she's gone missing.
Oh, wait. No. We are back. We are backing up because there is a line in there where she talks to her friends and she has her friend on the vlog. And she...
Wait, let me tell you who her friends are.
Tell us who her friends are.
Okay, so she has a friend, Stacy and Ashley. Of course, Mandy, Stacy, and Ashley. But Stacy, people may not know this or may not have recognized, that's Madison Pettis is her last name.
Yes.
From the game plan.
Yeah, she follows me on Twitter, guys.
What? You guys are like best friends.
You're like BFFs.
I loved her. In the game plan.
Oh, she was great. She's been on the Fosters, and she's in Cory in the House.
Yeah, I was aware she was on the Fosters. I knew you'd bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, if I have a chance to plug the Fosters, I'm gonna plug the Fosters.
It's like me in this show and everything else in my life. Anyway, I was just so excited. I was like, look at her!
And the other girl's from Rise, too. So, like, I recognize pretty much everyone. And the main girl, this is from Walking Dead, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all pretty popular young actresses.
It was when this episode first aired, I definitely remember going, I feel like of the three, because Rise hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
That Madison Pettis, definitely, I was like, her role's too small.
Yeah, I agreed.
Of the three, she was like the biggest name.
The most well-known. I agreed. I thought it was interesting that she was sort of in the background for most of it.
Yeah, I definitely thought she was going to, in the end, be like, she set it all up.
Right.
This is theater tricks.
Yeah, exactly. Such a good one.
Such a great episode. Anyway, so tell me about their friends.
Okay, well, they're hilarious, mostly because they use my favorite line of the episode was when Madison Pettis' character called someone Stacy called someone a babe soda. I watched that and then I rewinded it with closed caption. I go, she did not just say babe soda. And she in fact did. I was like, what is that?
You're a young person. What is a babe soda?
I've never heard that expression anywhere in my life.
Is that like a chat slam?
It may be a chat slam thing, yeah. was like, what is happening?
This episode definitely made me feel very old.
Yeah.
All right. So after she posts the worst day of her life, that's how she said it, she goes missing. And her parents are like, we went snooping. And she was being slut-shamed and cyber-bullied. And there's a photo of her passed out and written on. And then she's like, why would you do this to me? Here's why. Something this girl, Mandy, should learn. I forgot her name. This is what Mandy should have learned very early on. First person to pass out at a party gets written on.
Yeah.
That is how it works.
Is that why they do it? Just to humiliate her? No, I really don't quite understand.
Have you never been to a college party where someone passes out and everyone writes
on
them?
Is that why? Or was there a correlation between
she passed out.
Oh, okay.
No, Max, who wrote on her and took the photos, is just a jerk.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I feel that.
For the young kids who have not attended college yet, don't be the first
Max
one to pass out.
Max is an old soul in a very weird way, I guess.
No, I was like, why is she, I'm sorry. Yes, it sucks to have, like, arrows drawn on you and slut written all over you. At least you didn't have, like, a dick written on your face. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, cum on your chin. That's, like, literally a thing people do. Yeah.
Hey, can I jump in?
Yes.
I thought the rule was that you get written on if you fall asleep with your shoes on the couch. I didn't think it was first to pass out. I thought it was if you pass out when your shoes are still on, you're like on a couch or something.
I mean, she was on the couch and she was passed out at
wearing
a party.
Wearing shoes?
I don't know if she was wearing shoes. I wasn't
okay, because I think the shoes are part of the rule.
I definitely grew up where it was first person to pass out, like in a public place, like not going into the bedroom and falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like if you're at a party and you're out on the couch, fair game.
Okay. I don't know. See, I didn't know that rule.
Guess you weren't the first
one. I've seen
one.
It. I've seen it happen in movies and stuff, but I didn't know there was, like, actual, like, structure to who gets written on.
I mean, also, I think, you know, if you pass out at a party, not that you should be assaulted, but, like, I think it's fine.
It's like a prank.
Yeah, you got written on with marker. You
right.
wash it off.
If it was, like, flowers or something else. But, like, it was pretty harsh. It was some pretty harsh language.
Okay. Somebody Google images of people passed out with words.
No, I'm sure it happens, but like, they're like literally 15. Like, they're young.
Yeah. And anyway, anyway, she was like throwing a fit over this, and I was like, girl, like, that is the least.
I mean,
thing.
Yeah. That's
oh,
the
we're
least
getting pictures
worries.
Pulled up.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Can the audience see this yet?
That took some work.
Yes.
Okay. So for those listening on iTunes, it's a person, I believe, they're down the center of them. Ooh. One side is colored in with Sharpie and the other side is not.
That's a whole thing.
And then is that a dick drawn on their cheek? Or
probably.
Words? It says something.
I think it's a combo that's pretty talented.
Wow.
Yeah, this is an impressive. Anyway, so this is like a thing. You pass out at a party and people mess with you. Obviously not assault. We're not encouraging
right.
that. That's messed up.
This
that is
assault.
That's
for those listening, this is fire. Literal
someone
fire.
Literal fire.
Okay. Yeah, you draw glasses. Or for those of us, you take them away so we don't break them. Anyway, so she's all upset that they wrote on her and that there's this picture. We later find out there's more to it. But that in itself, people should not complain about as the least.
All right. I take your point.
It's also a pretty, like, meh prank. It's not like they shaved her head or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a non-permanent.
Shower,
yes.
Just,
yeah. All right. So it turns out this missing girl, the last person she texted, was Andrew, who she grew up with since the first grade. He's like a brother to me.
Not just the last person she texted,
she
but according to Amanda, the last ping on her cell phone. I adored that line. The last ping on her cell phone.
When Amanda brings up tech things, it's adorable.
It's amazing.
Like
a whole, I need a whole show of just Amanda teaching technology.
Somebody supercut that,
please.
So Carisi goes to Dr. Andrew, and I love this. I've turned into Gabby Dunn here. So Carisi says, "I don't ask questions. I don't know the answer."
He said
to
that like three times during episode
two, which I guess is a great way to scare a child, right?
Right.
Like, because he's going to be like, oh, you know, so then I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Weirdly, he still lies to them.
Yeah.
And
since when do teenagers listen?
You love that.
I do like that one.
So Andrew says to talk to Stacy. Stacy's like, she's not alone. So we find her chat slam. which took me until Amanda explained what it was to figure out what it was supposed to
be. It sounded real old school. It sounded like something that would have happened back in season one, like a chat room. Yes. I was like, okay, chat slam. All right.
I thought it was like WhatsApp. I was right? Like, oh, a place where you have conversations, like a messenger of some sort? No, it's Snapchat.
Yes, and the man's name on there, which I can't believe we didn't go back to or investigate more. Ethan E-Man Woman Hater.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
What?
The worst part
is... And he seems nice.
His name is Ethan Cohen, and he's this nice kid.
Yeah, I'm like, what is with your username?
I don't understand E-Man Woman Hater.
Me neither. Like, just so much to unpack, and we didn't unpack any of it.
No, we just ignored all of that. What's weird is it should have been just E-Man Woman Hater, but it's Ethan E.
Ethan E-Man Woman Hater. What's the... there's too much, Ethan. If you want good branding, you're gonna have to cut it. I'm sorry.
I mean, I get it. Ethan Cohen is probably a very common name, and that username's probably really taken.
But it's not even catchy. It's not... There's no rhythm to it.
I'm really glad you wrote it down, too, because it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then she goes live on Facebook. Before we go live on Facebook, let's talk about YouTube for a second.
Let's do it. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Here at the network, we produce aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now, we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us out a ton, here is what is in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are sure you are going to love. Since you love Law & Order SVU, there's like Queen of the South, Claws, 13 Reasons Why, Queen Sugar, a ton of other shows that you might be interested in. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, which I know Yael and I cross genres all the time. We're on sci-fi stuff, reality stuff, we're everywhere. So please do not be shy about subscribing to those either so you can see our lovely faces. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, like I definitely am, do not be, because they are completely optional. It is so easy. All you have to do is hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know you did that in the comments, we will shout you out next week. So thank you guys so much for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Thank you.
Of course.
And thank you, everyone who's already subscribed.
Yes.
All right. So she goes live on Facebook, and she's got this terrible dye job, which looked very much like... I don't know if you've ever bought, like, streaks that you can clip into your hair. It looked like a giant chunk of that glued to the top of her head.
I just want to know, when did she do this? Where did she do this? Like, did she...
She did it at Ethan E. Man Woman.
Okay, so she went to CVS or whatever and got her... But only enough dye for one side of her hair.
Not even one side. One chunk.
One fourth of her hair.
It actually may have just been spraying because it washed out real quick.
Real fast. And then she got her nose pierced, or she got a needle in... Like, when did you have time to do this?
Yeah, the nose ring also, I went... Anyone who's gotten their nose pierced, as we may know, you first start with a stud. You do not put in a hoop.
Yeah, she went hard with the nose ring, and it looked fine. It didn't even look red. It's red for like 2 months after you get your nose pierced.
Yeah, also it heals really annoying, but I don't think she got her nose pierced. I think she put a fake ring.
It's a clip on, me too. Mm-mm. It looked fake a little bit.
I mean, obviously, but still, dumb.
Like, okay, Mandy.
So they track her. She's in Jersey. Oh,
no. Newark.
And she's planning to stay with Ethan, who is like, tell them what happened. And they're like, what happened? And he's like, she was raped.
Yeah, and it was so funny because she's like, Olivia's like, okay, Mandy, come on. And she goes, I'm not going with you. I live here. And then she's like, okay, well, that's not happening. And Mandy's just like, you know what? You're right. Yeah. Like, she just automatically goes with them. Yeah. Okay, that's like, you're not super stubborn, I guess.
This girl. Okay, so she's like, they're like, what happened? And she goes, I was at a party and I smoked a joint. Then what happened?
Yeah.
Because did someone lace your joint? Because I don't think those kids are lacing things with things.
No.
She remembers taking a cab home. She woke up in the middle of the night and saw the writing. And she was bleeding down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say,
yes.
I really missed iced tea in this episode. Because when you mentioned, like, the weed wasn't laced with anything, like, that deserved a fin line. Like, even if he was just in it for that scene, he was sorely missed.
To be like, then you must have done something else because there's no way. Anyway.
Yeah. He was absent, and it was upsetting.
Yeah, I think he would have added to this episode.
I did, too. Sure.
Especially with Carisi's, I don't ask questions, I don't know the answers to. All right, so we find out that Max was the boy who drew on her and took the photos. Andrew did know who took the photos. And again, Carisi says,
I don't ask questions, I don't know the answer to. We also learn that Daniel is banned from Xbox for the rest of the year.
Yes.
I loved that line, too.
I think his parents are like, I'm putting my foot down.
That actor went so hard. He was like, he is banned from Xbox for the rest of the year.
So Andrew reveals that he kissed her, but then he was like, she's too high, so he left.
Yes. Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Because I believe that.
Yeah, sure.
Turns out there's no DNA, but there is trauma and bruising, proving that the rape happened. And so I love the conversation with Barbara and Benson, where they're like, okay, so we've got nothing. We got to get one of them to flip. Who's got the most to lose?
It's Max.
The Max. It's the Latino kid.
Yeah. We did take the picture.
Yep, they're going to take him on federal child pornography charges. Ooh. If he didn't give up who assaulted her. He's like, Andrew!
Yeah.
I love when he was like, I'm no snitch. And his dad's like, just shut up. Just say it.
Just say it.
Just like, stop with this.
Okay, the kids got like flipped pretty easily.
All of the kids did. And I feel like up until this point, I was like, can we get to the...
Yeah.
Can we get to the issue? This episode felt very...
Be careful what you wish for, Yale. Because when we get to the issue, we don't leave it for a while.
So we... Anyway, so they arrest all three of the boys, and Andrew admits, because he flipped, that they had sex. She wanted it. Her eyes were closed, but she was smiling.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe it.
Also, that's not consent.
Yeah, that's definitely not... She was high.
Yeah, also, her eyes were closed because she was asleep?
Yeah.
Because she was not awake?
Honestly. Oh, Andrew.
So now her family's being bullied, too. They don't want her to testify, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the pink clouding.
Yeah.
I loved this moment where she's like, I'm done with this whole situation. I feel better. I'm moving on, blah, blah, blah. And we're watching the video. And in my head, I went, she's pink clouding. I know this term. I learned it from that other episode.
Yeah, where before she jumps off the roof, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And Rollins is like, I need to talk to her.
I'm glad they referenced that. It was a while ago, too, but that term like kind of like rang a bell for me, too. So mm-hmm. I'm glad they took it back there.
It's great because that behavior like woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, I know what's happening.
Right.
I want to read a moment about pink clouding, if I
Please
may.
Please do.
So pink clouding is a negative term used by 12-step recovery programs for addicts and alcoholics, and it refers to someone new to the program who talks about how great life is to be clean and sober. They are considered, according to the recovery program, to be high on life and at risk for relapsing into addiction. So the dangers are, while being clean and sober is an exceptional accomplishment, it's important to stay on track with recovery. And so you may temporarily feel great, but there are dangers, including a sudden return to reality of being a recovering addict or alcoholic. It might be depressing after feeling so high on life during recovery. You feel overconfident and complacent, which can lead to risks of relapse, and you ignore life's problems by not asking for help.
So, that's exactly true.
Yeah, this term is from 12-step recovery.
Very interesting. I didn't know that.
Me neither. I'm so glad I Googled that.
Yeah, thank you for the info.
That's what we do here on
SVU. That's what we do.
All right, so then Amanda comes to talk to her, and we get a weird... but touching moment.
I agree. I thought it was a little strange. I always like it when Amanda connects to the victims. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting, and I think she has an interesting past, but it played out a little odd for me, too.
So she's like, remember when I told you my name's Amanda, too? And I went, no.
That didn't happen.
Okay, great, because I went, nope, this is my third time watching this episode. do not remember
that. That was me too. I was like, maybe it was a little moment I missed, but if you didn't catch it, it was not in there.
It might have been, but I did not remember it. And so she shows her a little white tattoo. Love white tattoos. Big fan.
Yeah, they look great, but have we ever seen that before?
No.
Okay.
We've seen or heard about other tattoos.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, if we may recall, Dani Beck had tattoos.
Yeah, she did.
Anyway. And she's like, it's a reminder of who I am, not the names I was branded with.
It's kind of weird to get your own name tattooed on yourself, though.
I agree.
I was like, Amanda? Okay. Why didn't she put, like, Brave or, like... just something that's not your own name. This feels very bizarre to me.
Remind me later to tell you a funny story about a girl named Jessica.
Oh, I'm ready.
So, great. Then Amanda's like, great, I pulled her back from the edge. That's it? That was it? We're not going to double check? We're not going to come back and see
if
she's okay?
And when Mandy starts crying, she doesn't even turn to Amanda. She turns to Olivia. I was like, oh, like, you guys connected, but, like, not that much, I guess.
And also, like, when Amanda's like, she was on the edge, man. Like, she was so close. I don't, like, yes, she was pink clouding. I don't know how, like, we don't know how far to the edge she was.
Yeah, although, but the last time she dealt with this, that girl didn't seem that close to the edge either. And then it was kind of really fast. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's just worried it's going to happen again.
It's like your appendix where everyone's like, it almost burst.
Yeah.
Because it could burst at any moment.
For sure.
All right. So Max gets his ass kicked because he snitched. That's what my notes say.
He has a scratched cornea and 3 fractured wrist bones.
It just says ass kicked.
This is the difference between you and
yeah, because he snitched. He was a snitch.
He's a snitch.
And what do
and
we know?
And now his eye is scratched.
What do we know about snitches?
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, they do. And then he's like, I deserve it for what I did to Mandy.
True.
Again, I will remind you, this kid wrote on the passed out girl at the party.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, he passed the photo around. Yep, that's what happens. And yes, then it turns out that the rest of the school are jerks and started calling their names.
Yeah, this school's vicious. This is like training for Hudson U, this high school.
Nice.
Thank you.
Good one. So Max is like, I'm not going to testify. What? You just said I deserve this. Do the right thing then and testify.
Guys, no. I don't get 15-year-olds.
I don't either. So he says he saw Andrew alone with her. He saw her on top. He heard bragging, but he doesn't want to testify. And the case is falling apart. That's what my notes say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, case is falling apart.
Ah.
All caps. Okay. So then we get to your favorite line. And the question is, did Mandy and Andrew text after they were told not to?
Of course they did, because when do teenagers listen? Since when? Since never. It's not even just teenagers in this show, though. We can't just throw them under the bus. Yeah. Nobody listens in the show, ever.
Of course not.
No.
There are plenty of episodes where the victim's texting with a rapist.
All the time.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to be just your friend. I was sick of trying to get you to like me. Turns out that's an admission of rape.
Yeah. It seemed like a bit of a reach,
I don't want to just be your friend. I'm sick of trying to get you to like me.
Yeah, that's a reach.
Yeah, where I don't see the word.
The lawyer was like, I don't see the smoking gun. I was like, honestly, I don't either.
I like that his mom also said it, and I wanted to be like, yeah, but you don't know.
Yeah, but you're the mom.
Yeah. You're not a lawyer. But yeah. No, again, agreed. The lawyer was right. But
the lawyer was
not.
Right. They said the same thing.
Mom was wrong. So then the question is, did she want to have sex with you? No, I just wanted her to like me back. She wouldn't let me kiss her. That's an admission of rape. So he takes the deal, and then we have to listen to him allocute. His allocution's real short.
Yeah.
I did it.
Anticlimactic, too. Yeah. I feel like whenever we have them admit something that we already know and have already had said, it's just so, like, it's redundant.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bit redundant.
Mandy asks Benson to come to her school and talk to the students, and she's like, whenever you're ready. Cut to...
She's ready.
Where's Tiffany Haddish when you need her?
That was exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so Mandy tells her story, which, I'm going to be honest, everyone at the school knows your story, Mandy. Not only did you vlog about it.
It's just like...
Everyone at your school was involved.
Yeah, and it's just from a writing and storytelling perspective. Like, this is like the fourth time we're hearing what happened. And I'm like, we as an audience know already. Like, nothing new is being... coming out of this.
So during this scene, this terrible ending.
Yeah.
There were like four times when I went, and Dick Wolf. Nope. And Dick. Nope.
It lasted. It's 6 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It felt like most of the episode.
No.
So Benson is like, you're so brave. We're so proud of you. Blah, blah, blah. Great. Perfect place to end.
Yeah.
But we're here to start a conversation. I'd like you to participate in an exercise. Great. Perfect place to end. Close your eyes and stand up if you've been hurt by bullying, victim of hazing, hurt by gossip, a victim of sexual assault, a victim of violence. Look around you. We're all in this together. Be more accepting. Be more compassionate. You're not alone. Perfect place to end.
And yet.
And then a girl speaks out and was like, let me tell you about my assault. And then Ashley speaks out and is like, let me tell you about my assault.
Yeah.
And then another girl says something. I ignored her. And then a boy stood up and said, guys can get bullied too.
It sucks.
Why are we still talking?
Not even. It sucks. That it sucks really got me. It's like, really?
And then another guy stood up or whatever. And then Ashley, I stopped taking notes at that point. Stacy apologizes for being a shitty friend. And that's where we end the episode.
Okay, here's the thing. I really like the idea of this. I was like, great. I've always kind of wanted to see, like, Benson go into a school or
college.
They've
done stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, and I like it. I like those scenes. But I feel like this. I feel like this could have been, like, an extra that they like put online, or like, you know what I mean, like a separate scene. It just felt like it didn't need to take the whole like last chunk of the episode. Felt like it was way longer than it needed to be.
You are not alone. End of episode. We don't need to hear all these. Like, my then thought when the first girl was like, I was assaulted, blah, blah, I felt ashamed, blah, blah. I wanted Benson to go, and when she said, thank you for sharing, I wanted her to go, we should talk afterwards.
Yeah.
End of episode.
It felt so after school, especially to me. It felt like something you would play in an actual high school to, like, get kids talking, which is great.
I feel like I've done an activity like this.
Right. Oh, I have, too. I remember, like, different retreats that I would do stuff. And so, like, great. But it was just so much.
Also, after Ashley, then the people who spoke were people who did not stand when they were told to.
Yeah.
They then stood up and spoke. And I went, raise your hand, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, you weren't up. Sit down.
Yeah.
You don't get to do this. Okay.
I just would have preferred they take, like, you know, a decent chunk of that scene and got some weird twist. Tell me more about Ethan Emanuel-Nader. Like, please.
Well, there's still some other things we need to talk about.
Yes. Your favorite.
Great. So there's Noah crap happening. And so Benson tells Rollin that Ellie's mom is in town, is filing petition to vacate the adoption. Right before that discussion, there's this really great conversation between Rollins and Benson. Now that Rollins is a mom, Benson's like, teenagers have always been cruel, but when do they become cowards? And Rollins says, since the invention of the internet. So, of course, Benson asks, what kind of world are our kids coming into? And Rollins says, whatever we think we're going to have to worry about, it's not going to be that. It's going to be something we never saw coming. I definitely was expecting the words, it's going to be so much worse.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's what she meant.
Yeah, it is what she meant.
And then the episode ends, well, before the whole going to the school crap. There's a notice of motion for financial disclosure and a psych eval because Sheila Porter is going to challenge the fitness of Benson as a parent.
How dare.
I know, seriously.
How dare.
I mean, this is stemming from previous episodes. It's probably going to continue. But before we get into news and predictions, Taylor has a poll.
Guys, my Twitter poll this week.
Because so good.
We loved Chat Slam so much.
I keep forgetting what it's called.
Chat Slam is too good. The poll is, what's your favorite, like, fake SVU website or app that's ever existed? And there's tons. There's like at least 35. There's a whole Ranker article that I put under this poll, so check that out. So the four that I chose, because they're my personal four favorites, Face Union.
Yes!
Anonymous Quickie. Both of those are from the episode Quickie, actually. The one where the guy intentionally spreads all the HIV.
Excellent episode, but also yes, go on.
We have two more.
I went
Tasty Sugar, which is my personal favorite.
That's the episode with Will of Will and Grace, Eric McCormick.
Yep. The girl in the suitcase, the geocaching.
Oh, yeah. Such a good episode.
One of my very favorites. And then there is... Oh, shoot. What's the other one? I forgot to write it down. It's in Bullseye, though. It's where the girl is running away and she, like, steals stuff from the convenience store. And it's the blonde girl. It's like the beginning.
Oh, it was Perv Finder.
Perv Finder. Thank you so much.
Perv Finder.
Perv Pointer.
Perv Pointer.
Because the guy like who created or whatever is actually the right.
Yeah,
place.
It's the guy from
Perv
Lost.
Pointer. Thank you. Yes. And they had that one's the one that has Laffy Time as well.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful Chuck E. Cheese type area.
Oh, those are so great.
What's your favorite of those?
I voted for Faced Union because it's a classic.
It's a true classic.
I was really sad that Tasty Sugar wasn't a real thing.
Tasty Sugar is the funny, because it's just so, it's so redundant.
He's like, he says to the girl, he's like, I like the site so much, I might buy it.
Yes.
And then he does.
God, what an episode.
The thought that I had that went somewhere wrong was Quick Ride, which is the Uber app, which has been used in a few different things, but it was mostly used in that whole long arc of prostitution ring.
Yes, and SV writer Celine, that's her favorite as well. She commented on the Twitter poll already, and I was like, thank you so much. I agree. That's a great one.
Was there a Face Space before Face Union?
There had to have been.
Or did I just make
that? No, Face Space definitely sounds familiar, because they were trying to mix MySpace in with Facebook. It, and now that's definitely not a thing anymore.
I definitely think that the first seasons, it was Face Space before it became Face Union. Yeah.
They're both so great.
I really like Face Space.
Face Space is pretty good. It sounds like a dentist office or something.
So good. Okay, let's head into news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Mariska Hargitay and Dick Wolf were in LA for the Paley Center presentation and evening with them.
And you saw them!
I went, oh, it was amazing. She's amazing. It was very weird to see her so out of character and just Mariska. It was great. They talked a lot about when the show began and her audition, and that John Slattery almost played Stabler, or was in the running for it. John Slattery, for those who don't remember, is Roger Sterling from Mad Men.
Ooh.
He was also in Sex and the City. He was the politician who wanted to be peed on.
Okay, that's pretty SVU right there, actually.
Yeah. So that's John Slattery. Could have almost been Stabler.
Wow.
What a different show.
What a different show.
And there was really some great stories about them and how they met and what's been going on since the beginning, and Dick Wolf and all the other showrunners. But the biggest like takeaway from the evening was the head of NBC was there, Greenblatt.
Yes.
And he said...
Bob Greenblatt, I believe.
He said that every year they ask Mariska if she would like to keep doing it, and then they renew it.
Okay. So good. Honestly...
It's like the Supernatural thing where they said they'll keep doing it until the boys don't want to. We have the same thing, so she'll keep doing it. The show will continue as long as she wants to do it, which, one, tells us that she's not leaving the show.
Good.
And two, tells us that as long as she still wants a paycheck, the show will live forever.
That's so reassuring. I'm so excited, because it's the longest running live-action drama right now, right?
It is tied right now.
Oh, it's tied for the mothership,
yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Law and Order went 20 seasons.
So with the renewal, it'll be tied. We need at least 21.
I would like at least another 20.
So just like season 40?
Yeah.
Then like maybe we'll talk about canceling it.
Because I really think that if we're going to keep going and there's this record that they're beating, I want it to be beat in such a way that it cannot
be beat.
Yeah.
I like the attitude.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions? Magic sounds. Magic sounds. Yeah, there's no fun lights. Okay, so next week, a young woman who disappeared as a child reappears mistakenly, is taken in by her family. But is she the girl that went missing? The family swears that it's her. And then the mom at the end says, I wish you'd never found her. What a 180 twist.
I don't remember this episode at all.
Oh, I definitely do, because I was very angry.
Okay.
Here's why. From the plot alone, It sounds very similar
to Pretend.
Stranger.
Oh.
Season 10, episode 11, Stranger.
Oh.
Let's Pretend. Oh, Pretend is the one with the girl, in high school?
Yeah, and she gets her mouth wired shut at some point.
Stop, you're going to choke her. Yes. Yeah, I remember that one. No, it sounds very similar to Stranger, which is a teenager who claims the identity of a girl who went missing 4 years ago, turns out to be an imposter. However, her story is about suffering, frightening abuse, may actually turn out to be true. That's the one about Heather.
Oh, that's a good one.
The one with the clover tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This one is different, but sounds very similar.
It does sound very similar.
That's all I'll say.
It's going to be fun for me to watch because I do not remember this whatsoever.
Any predictions?
Oh, gosh.
Since you don't remember it?
I don't know. I just keep coming back to it's just going to be like Pretend, but it's not because nothing is going to top Pretend.
Pretend is one of my favorite. It's Cassandra. Very good.
Yes.
My name is Cassandra. No,
that
it's not Denise.
Actress is wild.
She's great.
Yeah. So that's all I don't know. That's my only prediction because that's what I keep correlating it to in my mind. And I think that things are going to get wild with Sheila and Noah. Shocking. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you all so much for joining us. Until next week, and to find the poll, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Ann, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gase_. I also host a bunch of shows. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock, I host Colts and Extreme Belief. At 10 o'clock, I host The 100. And on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, I host Younger.
I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. And you can find my highlights from the Mariska Dick Wolf thing on fanversation.com. And we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.